Part 5, The Fruits of Humility. Quote, "The false virtues are tinged with the effects of their origin. They are never without some vainglory, while on the contrary, those from God are exempt from it." St. Teresa. Chapter 21, Simplicity. Quote, "You must be innocent as doves." Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Pride varies according to the many faults which are born of it, such as vanity, self-love, and self-seeking. Humility flowers in the virtues which are born of it and are closely bound to it, such as simplicity, gentleness, patience, and a childlike spirit. Simplicity would seem to be the most characteristic of them all. We cannot conceive of a person practicing true humility who is not simple. There are multiple causes which prevent the flowering of simplicity in a Christian life. Of the sum total, the greatest number comes from self-love, as we already have seen. For the practice of perfection, Salesian teaching is constantly calling upon simplicity to witness to humility. St. Francis de Sales unceasingly recommends to Philotea the love of most simple virtues. Quote, "Let us travel onward, my daughter," he wrote to St. Gentile, "through the lowly valleys of the humble and little virtues, gentleness of heart, poverty of spirit, and simplicity of life. Whoever acts otherwise is mistaken and deceives himself." The humble person does not like subtlety or complications in her spiritual life. The closer she gets to God, the simpler she becomes. Quote, "Simplicity consists neither in the exaggerated naivete of inexperience, nor in exemption from set rules, still less in mere bluntness of manner or speech." The word simple calls up at once the idea of unity. Simplicity and oneness are the same thing. The thing that our Lord chiefly condemned in the Pharisees was their duplicity, the hypocrisy that led them into a double life, the falsehood of their ways. To be simple is to run straight to God, without turning aside in search of creatures, without return on self. O Father, but one thing counts for me henceforth, your glory. Free me from the crooked ways imposed on me by a restless self-love, by the itch of vainglory, the desire for the good opinion of others. From Gary's God the Father, chapter 65. Quote, "Regrettable duplicity is when a good action is lined with a vain intention." St. Francis de Sales, Spiritual Conference on Generosity.